This is a story about my first online date. So this is going to, like, date me for some people. And some people are going to be like, oh, this woman is quite old. She's talking about dating online and not on Tinder. And some people will understand that dating online was a thing. And at one point, it was a new thing. So this was my first online date. And I really wanted to be incredibly prepared. I'm pretty type A, and I'd heard a bunch of horror stories. And so, and everyone has advice, right? They're like, don't do dinner, that's too long. You know, don't do just drinks, because then people will, like, try to get you drunk, and all these things. So I'm like, oh my gosh, what is a good first date? So I think really hard about it, and I come up with the perfect date. I'm living in Denver at the time. Washington Park, Wash Park, is a big park that has a big trail, a couple of lakes, lots of people there. It's just a really lovely place. I go there all the time with my dog. So I'm like, great, I will ask this person to just, like, meet me in the evening, and we'll just, like, go for a walk around the park. And that's perfect, because if we're really hitting it off, we can do another lap. And if it's awful, we can just leave. And I think that I've just, like, mastered this. So I have a lot of confidence. I did a lot of planning, and I have a lot of confidence. And I also was thinking, like, okay, I want to bring my dog, right? Because my dog is really cute. His name is Boris. He's like an Australian Shepherd Rottweiler mix. He's super fluffy and super sweet, and he loves other people, and people love him. Like, I get compliments all the time. I'm like, this is going to, like, really sell me, right? I have this awesome dog. But I also know that, like, sometimes, you know, if he's been kenneled for a while, you know, I've been at work, and he usually expects to go for a run, like, he can be a little bit obnoxious. So I'm like, okay, today I'm going to take him to daycare, because that he'll be like, nice and tired and ready for just a casual walk. He won't be too excited. He won't be pulling everywhere. He'll be ready. So I take him to daycare. I pick him up. They tell me that he did great, and he played all day. And then they mention that he didn't poop. And I'm like, okay, that's concerning, but I'm going to get to the park right away. He's going to poop. I have some wiggle time here. I'm going to get him to poop, and it's all going to be good. So we get to the park, and I get him to poop, right? Perfect. And then I meet the guy, and we start walking, and Boris poops again. And it's fine. I have my bags. I pick up the poop. I throw it in the trash can. We keep walking. And Boris poops again. And it's okay. I have bags. I pick up the poop. I throw it in a trash can. Keep walking. Boris poops again. And I don't have any more bags. But there are, like, bags around the park, right, that are, like, in, you know, the milk jugs tied to a tree or something. So I'm like, okay, this is cool. Like, I'll just go get it. Luckily, you know, there's bags here. This will be fine. So I go get a bag, and I pick up the poop. And, you know, dogs are like people, right? Like, sometimes you have a really solid poop, and then sometimes something softer comes out afterward. And this was a little softer, you know, but I could do it. I could get it. It wasn't awkward. It was a little awkward. So we keep walking. Boris keeps pooping. And I don't have any bags. And they're getting really soft. They're almost water. And so all I can do, you know, is you do that thing where you, like, pretend that you're picking up the poop. But there's nothing to pick up. You're just smearing it around all over the grass. And, like, hoping you've blended it in enough with, like, the dirt that people won't judge you. But, you know, this is, like, the seventh time. So it's bad, but it's not terrible. I'm thinking, like, I still have Boris. He's still a really cute dog. And Boris keeps pooping. And one of the times that I go to pick up the poop with one of the bags. The bag has a hole in it. And I get some poop on my hand. And I'm like, in my head, I'm panicking, right? Like, I have poop on my hand now. Like, how do I recover? And I think, okay, like, he's not gonna know, right? Like, just keep your hand down, you know, just, it'll be fine. And then he tells me that he thinks maybe I stepped in some poop. Because I don't smell very good. And I tell him that I have poop on my hand. And conversation really comes to a halt. And yeah, there wasn't a second date. So that was my first online date.